Now, before we think we can only understand this if we are intelligent, having just read Matthew's gospel, let me tell you a small part of a much-loved children's story. It is a story of recreation, of change, of goodness, and of love. So gather round. There was once a velveteen rabbit. And in the beginning, he was really splendid. He was fat and bunchy, as a rabbit should be. His coat was spotted brown and white, and he had real thread whiskers, and his ears were lined with pink sateen. And on Christmas morning, when he sat wedged in the top of the boy's stocking with a sprig of holly between his paws, the effect was charming. There were other things in the stocking, but the rabbit was quite the best of all. And for at least 2 hours, the boy loved him. And then there was a great rustling of tissue paper and unwrapping of parcels. And in the excitement of looking at all the new presents, the velveteen rabbit was forgotten. For a long time, the rabbit lived in the toy cupboard or on the nursery floor, and no one thought much about him. The only person who was kind to him was the skin horse. And the skin horse had lived longer in the nursery than anybody else. He was so old that his brown coat was bald in patches and most of the hairs in his tail had been pulled out. But he was wise. "What is real?" asked the rabbit one day when they were lying side by side near the nursery fender. "Does it mean having things that buzz inside you and the stick-out handle?" "Real isn't how you are made," said the skin horse. "It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real." "Does it hurt?" asked the rabbit. "Sometimes," said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. "But when you are real, you don't mind being hurt." "Does it happen all at once, like being wound up?" he asked, "or bit by bit?" "It doesn't happen all at once," said the skin horse. "You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't happen often to people who break easily or have sharp edges or have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off, your eyes drop out, and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand." "I suppose you are real," said the rabbit. "The boy's uncle made me real," said the horse. "That was a great many years ago. But once you are real, you can't become unreal again. It lasts for always." The rabbit sighed. He thought it would be a long time before this magic called real happened to him. He longed to become real, to know what it felt like. And yet the idea of growing shabby and losing his eyes and whiskers was rather sad. He wished that he could become real without these uncomfortable things happening to him. Now I wonder where you see yourself in the story. Just take a moment. I wonder where you see God in the story. And I wonder how the story of Earth will unfold. Creation is perhaps God's most beautiful risk. For as God gave inanimate things breath and blessed them, we became bearers of radical uncertainty. There is an element of instability built right into creation. What God has formed is able to come unformed, to break down or come unstrung. And God's creation is able to be reformed, reconfigured, resurrected, reinvented. My friends, we are being urged by our young people of this world to wake up and love each other and our earth with full abandon, to become uncomfortable for the sake of our survival, and to participate in re-creation. So let me leave you with words attributed to Saint Francis. May God bless us with discomfort at easy answers, at half-truths, at superficial relationships, so that we may live deep within our hearts. May God bless us with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and war, so that we may reach out our hands to comfort them and turn their pain to joy. And may God bless us with just enough foolishness to believe that we can make a difference in this world, so that we can do what others claim cannot be done. Amen.